Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me again today is Joseph Zeno. Welcome, Joseph.
Thank you again for having me.
Joseph is the president of YCP, Young Catholic Professionals, here in Columbus. Let's begin with a prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Renew in us, O Lord, the grace of our baptism, that we may respond generously to your call to holiness and to mission. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, Joseph, we have talked about your own story of faith and what this creature YCP is. I wanted to kind of linger on what it means to be a young adult, and especially a Catholic young adult in this age. About how old are you?
I'm 30.
30. Mm-hmm. So in that range, so we usually if you're born in 1980 to, I think, 1996, you're considered a millennial.
Mm-hmm.
And then from 1996 to approximately 2003 or 4 is the Gen Zers. They haven't really settled on a ending date yet for the Gen Zers, but because they haven't kind of manifested their personalities fully yet. But in this range there are many obstacles, and of course you kind of fall within the millennial range. But what are some obstacles that you find in living your Catholic faith as a young adult?
I think that there are a lot of obvious vices that you encounter throughout your daily life, let alone week. I think that a lot of young adults are searching for community and searching for valuable relationships that they may not even know. They may not necessarily know what that even looks like, but they know that they're searching for something. And I think that there is, obviously a push towards secularism throughout the world. And I think that that certainly manifests itself in the life of young adults in seeing maybe a need for God.
And maybe we can talk about some of those in this conversation. But with secularism too, the dismissal of faith. And, when you talk to so many, I spend a good amount of time with young adults, especially at the gym that I go to. And, faith really is not a lived experience. It's not even something that they think of very often at all. And, to think that, you could think dismissively, and I think this is an inauthentic criticism, that, well, they haven't really lived life. There's no real tragedies or difficulties that they've faced where they realize that they need God. And so, therefore, that's why God is not really thought about. He seems quite distant from their life. But, people in their 20s and their 30s are dealing with significant things. First of all, like these millennials, have been formed by the experience of 9/11 and by the, the financial issues towards the end of the Bush administration, beginning of the Obama administration. It's not as if they haven't faced tragedies. Plus, there have been deaths. The suicide rates are high, so they've probably lost peers. So it's not as if they live some sort of Pollyannish life where they haven't dealt with reality. It's just, in some sense, God, they don't even think of God, even in the midst of those tragedies. They deal with them in another way.
They do. I think a lot of young adults and probably people in general, I think of it, I think a lot of people have a temptation to inadvertently view life through the eyes of a goldfish in a fishbowl. Mm-hmm. When the goldfish thinks that the entire world is revolved within that fishbowl, when there's an entire ocean out there that they just don't even know about.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that sort of, the trick of the devil is to make, someone think that they have so much when they actually have so little.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there's this misnomer within young adult psyche that, perpetuates the idea that you can do so much and be so happy in life without God. But then ultimately, I think that the question is just, you know, do you have peace with that? And do you even truly know what peace looks like within your life? Because, you know, I think that the ultimate, there's, and, you know, I've heard saints speak about sort of spiritual apathy, or excuse me, yeah, spiritual apathy, where things that are typically troubling don't bother you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so, as we've talked about before, I work with a lot of heroin addicts, and, you know, there's a lot of things in their lives that have gone troubling the wrong way, and they do things in my life that can obviously get on my nerves. But having a sense of spiritual apathy and compassion with them, I think, is extremely important. Because, you know, from a sense of, if you approach everything with a sense of interior peace in your life, you're going to automatically, everything else is going to fall into place. You're going to be happy. You're going to, you know, have fulfilling relationships, you know, first with God, then with others.
Yeah, it's what strikes me is the settling that, you know, we settle for the world that we can see or the riches and the wealth that we can earn for ourselves or, you know, enjoy in this world. And, you know, Father Jassani talks about, you know, that really the human heart desires the infinite, but so often we settle for the finite, you know, and that may, and maybe that's it in, you know, especially among young adults, is just sort of this settling for.
Yeah. You know, I think there's a lot of settling, and I think there's a lack of realization that there is settling even going on.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there's sort of these blinders that are put up inadvertently that literally blind someone to not even know what they're missing. I think sort of the first step is to at least recognize, you know, there's this entire world out there, you know, spiritual world that you don't even know about, and you don't even know you're missing. You know,
mm-hmm.
you don't ever know what you don't know. And I think that a lot of young adults don't know what they don't know.
You know, and, you know, it's interesting in the same breath that we say that they've settled, we also know that young adults are really leading to a lot of political and social reform in our country. You know, I think a lot of the recent, you know, issues on racism and things like that have been led by primarily young adults, and, you know, that are kind of pushing for that. So, you know, on the one hand, there is this sort of settling, but there's also a sense of, I don't know, there, you know, like, you know, this is sort of the generation of the age of compassion, where this has kind of been built into them, you know, a certain compassion and zeal. Joseph is rolling his eyes. You can't see this on radio. But the one thing I want to, I guess this leads me to this question. In your experience with your peers, do you find as much as tolerance is kind of preached as, you know, as sort of a fundamental virtue of among your peers, I would say. I mean, is there an anti-Catholicism that you experience?
There is. You know, I think that tolerance is funny in terms of you don't ever tolerate things that you know, you're tolerant of everything you agree with.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, you know, if, for instance, if you hated spinach but you ate it, you're tolerating spinach.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And so if you're not being tolerant if you agree with the person, because that's not tolerance. That's just agreeing with the person. Tolerance is probably disagreeing with the individual, but still respecting them enough to have a dialogue, having love towards that person.
Yeah.
And so within the young adult, you know, community, I think that there is this notion of tolerance as this abstract thing, but I think that tolerance has a very defined definition, and it's much closer to I tolerate things that I agree with, which is not tolerance. That's just agreeing with something. So within, you know, the young adult community at large, I think that there is a intolerance of the Catholic Church, not because of anything that is really, you know, the person has been hurt or perceived to have others been hurt by the Catholic Church, but it comes from a place of first legitimate concern, obviously, with like the sex abuse scandal and whatnot. You know, those things are just obviously inexcusable, but other things that, you know, that there's just a lack of education on
mm-hmm.
and a lack of understanding, and therefore intolerance, you know, as everything else, comes from usually a lack of understanding and education.
And so therefore, it is somewhat heroic for young adults to practice the faith, because their peers probably look down upon them or might even be mildly hostile to them.
So, you know, I think that's definitely the case. As I've, you know, my experience in high school at St. Charles was certainly one that was reflective of a very intolerant towards Catholicism type of relationship that I had with my peers there. And I know that's not specific to me, but as I, you know, continued on, as I got to pick sort of the people I was able to be around through college, dental school, and afterwards, I, you know, have been able to, you know, surround myself with other individuals that are, you know, that may not be on the same political spectrum as I am, but our identity is first rooted as children of Christ, and then everything else, you know, is secondary to that.
And you know, and I think it again points to YCP, which, you know, you're the president of the local chapter here. You know, the need for young adults to kind of have a community and a relationship. We're going to talk in another segment a little bit more about some of these other needs and issues of young adults. Thanks for joining me. And you've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me has been Joseph Zeno. And we're going to continue this conversation. Until next time, peace and all good.